America Goes Bargain Hunting.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith. The National Association of Realtors reports home sales jumped 3% last month, double what was expected. Evidently, Americans are snapping up discounted properties. Still, home sales are nowhere near what they were in 2007, and last month there were more than 9,000 foreclosures a day, according to RealtyTrack. Tensions between the U.S. and Russia have oil prices up today and markets down. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 1% to 11,512. The NASDAQ down 1.25% to 2384. The S&P 500 down 1% to 1278. The International Monetary Fund has cut its forecast for global economic growth. The IMF says commodities will remain expensive and volatile and hamper development. Oil certainly fills that bill. Prices peaked at $147 a barrel in July, then plunged almost 25%, then spiked again last week, then fell over the weekend, and now prices are back up to $115 a barrel. Those fluctuations don't just affect road warriors, they affect lawn warriors too. Many mowers are gas guzzlers and big-time polluters, so Uncle Sam is working on stricter emission standards. From North Carolina Public Radio, Janet Babin explains.
The Environmental Protection Agency is close to finalizing new rules to cut emissions from mowers by 35%. Manufacturers fought the reductions for years, but they had a change of heart when retailers showed interest in cleaner mowers. Chris Kaiser's with the Outdoor Power Equipment Institute. He welcomes the new standards.
We believe them to be fair and achievable, and our members will meet or exceed them.
Kaiser says they'll do that with better fuel efficiency and catalytic converters that reduce emissions. The California Air Resources Board estimates the changes will boost the price of some mowers by 18%. But those higher costs could be offset by the benefits of cleaner air. Frank O'Donnell's with Clean Air Watch.
They will prevent premature death. They will prevent sickness.
The EPA says total public health savings from the new rules could top $3 billion. The agency expects to issue the standards next month. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
The high cost of gas and food is forcing schools to raise the price of lunches by about 25 cents, according to the New York Times. Seems like adding insult to injury. I mean, maybe things have changed, but back in my day, ketchup was a vegetable, and many of the Wonder Years were spent wondering what exactly was in those Sloppy Joes.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com. By gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about the economy at gather.com. And by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org.
A group of Russian gangsters hacked into the database of the world's largest hotel chain. Now millions of Best Western customers may be at risk of ID theft, as Stephen Beard reports.
British press reports say that hackers penetrated Best Western's European online reservation system late last week. It's claimed they stole names, home addresses, and credit card details. Some of that data has reportedly been put up for sale on a website run by the Russian mafia. The haul could include every online booking at a Best Western hotel in Europe over the past year, up to 8 million guests. One of them is himself a computer security expert. Professor Lachlan McKinnon says he's very concerned about the possible theft of his identity.
It's the sort of thing that might result in them using that information to set up a fraudulent identity to be involved in illicit activities, which I would not wish myself to be associated with. That's the bit that we really have to be concerned about, where we see criminal organizations funding this kind of activity.
In a statement on its British website, Best Western says the reports of a security breach are grossly unsubstantiated and there's no evidence of a need for widespread concern. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Now that the Olympics are over, hotels in Beijing are clearing out. The games are considered a huge success for NBC, especially the network's web presence. It took in more than $5.5 million. Digital rights will certainly be a major part of Olympic bidding from now on. But for now, sponsors are gearing up for the 2012 Summer Games in London. China will be a tough act to follow, and the timing is bad for the British capital, which is trying to rein in its budget. Christopher Worth reports.
Already, the bulldozers are roaring away in London. The clock is ticking for 2012, and the meter is running. Bob Cotton is chairman of the Tourism Alliance. He says the Olympics are a great opportunity, but the official price tag for hosting the Games has had a funny way of going up and up.
£9 billion, £10 billion, £12 billion. Who knows what the real figure is?
At last count, the budget was already four times the original estimate, and that has some Londoners questioning whether officials also miscalculated the £2.2 billion the Games are predicted to generate in tourism. Tom Jenkins is with the European Tour Operators Association. He says that hosting the Games isn't the big payday it's cracked up to be.
It's a party. For goodness sake, we've got to have a good party if we're spending £10 billion on it. But after the party, you clean up, you pay the bills, you get on with your life. Stop saying, there's going to be some benefit from hosting this event, because there isn't.
Jenkins cites a report comparing previous host cities that shows the Olympics actually hurt tourism. It scares people away. So instead of saying,
come to London in 2012,
vacationers are feeling more like,
it's going to be crowded, it's going to be expensive, this isn't the year to go to that city.
The effects can last for up to 2 years after the Games. Beijing already felt the pinch. Hotels there were much emptier than expected, and Cotton says the industry has to think bigger. For him, the Olympics are about more than just London. It's about advertising the brand of Britain while the world is watching.
And there are going to be 19,000 journalists. They don't want to cover the Games for 20 days solid. What you want to do is find things for those journalists to do and write positive stories about every aspect of British life which could appeal to a future tourist.
He says that could mean anything from hiking in the mountains to surfing off the coast of Cornwall. You know, I've always wanted to hang ten. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Cornwall? Seriously? Listen, if you want to surf, come visit us in Southern California. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.